Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Make plans now to join us at the DSC Convention and Expo, Heritage, January 9 through 12. Heritage, one of the biggest conservation gatherings on earth. Biggame.org.
Welcome to the Big Billy Kender Outdoors Camp House. We're in a new location this week. We're in Hot Springs, Arkansas, gorgeous part of the world, and we're here at the Convention Center for the first ever Crappie Expo. This thing is over the top. It is everything crappie fishing. If you're familiar with the expos at the Bassmaster Classic or the FLW Cup, the big bass fishing expos, well, same thing, only different. This is all, for the first time ever, it's never been done before, focused upon the crappie fishing world. There's also a $100,000 crappie fishing invitational tournament right out on the edge of town at Lake Hamilton. We'll be checking in with those folks as well. Glad you're here. Front door to the camp house brought to you by a great product called Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care is not only a very effective probiotic for your dog, but it's also shown to help dogs maintain calm behavior. It very safely works over time to calm the overbarker, the jumper, the overactive dog. Calming Care. Talk to your vet about it. We're also going to talk to some Texas gun and ammo and optic manufacturers on the show today. I was recently at an event hosted by Primary Arms just outside of Houston, Texas, and they featured a lot of Texas businesses out on the range, from the world of shooting sports, self-defense, hunting. It was a fascinating day, and I hope you enjoy getting to know those folks, too. Make yourself at home. You're in camp with us at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. If you can make it here to the Convention Center in Hot Springs, Arkansas, today or tomorrow, we'd love to see you. When you walk into the Expo Center, the Convention Center, the Big Billy Kender Outdoors booth is right there on the front row, and you're a welcome guest. We'd love to have you come hang out with us a little while. This event is absolutely free. It's free to park. It's free to come in. There's no admission. And it's free to eat that big crappie fry at lunchtime today. The world's biggest crappie fry. More than 10,000 fillets will go into the Cajun fryers beginning at 11 o'clock this morning just outside of the expo hall. And Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, your host for the Crappie Expo, is feeding everybody absolutely free. Doors open today, 9 a.m. until 6 p.m., 9 until 6 tomorrow as well. We'll be talking to Mr. Crappie, Wally Marshall, a little bit later on in the show. Major League Fishing makes its debut on the Discovery Channel this weekend. You can now watch the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour, which crowned Edwin Evers as its first ever Red Crest champion just a few weeks ago. The Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour on the Discovery Channel, Saturday mornings, 7 till 9 Eastern Time. 13 two-hour episodes covering the final day of competition during each of the 8 stages and all 5 days of the Tour Championship Red Crest event. Discovery Channel. Got a note from Anthony Pace. They're still working hard, he and all of the folks at Freedom Hunters, to take our very finest out on hunting and fishing excursions. It's a way of therapy after long, hard-fought military careers. Freedom Hunters had the pleasure recently of honoring a Canadian military veteran on a moose hunt, a successful moose hunt. Mountaintop Outfitters in Newfoundland. Pictures on the bragging board at bbkoradio.com. Good work, Anthony, as always, old buddy. If you're a waterfowler, a duck hunter, you'd probably be interested in this new book that has been put together by the folks at the North Dakota Fish and Game Department. North Dakota, the epicenter, or at least not very far from the epicenter of the waterfowl world. Your ducks in Arkansas, Texas, Florida, wherever, may very well trace their origin back to North Dakota. This new book is called The Duck Factory, A History of Waterfowl in North Dakota. I've got the link at bbkoradio.com. I had never in my life heard of the Argentine black and white tegu until I got a note from the folks in Georgia this week that the tegus are on the loose. Evidently, tegus are a popular pet, and someone has either turned some of them loose or they've escaped on their own, and they're a threat to our native species, wildlife. And now the fight is on in Georgia to collect, kill, and capture the renegade tegus, particularly in Toombs and Tatnall counties. Tegus don't belong here. And the folks at the Georgia Department of Natural Resources want you to report everyone you see, dead or alive. Argentine black and white tegus. They've established a population in Georgia. Popular in the pet trade, but these South American lizards spell trouble for native wildlife. They grow up to about 4 feet and 15 pounds, and they eat everything from rats to blackberries and beetles. But they favor eggs. The eggs of ground nesting birds like quail, turkeys, and gopher tortoise eggs. That's the state reptile in Georgia. The folks in Georgia say that tegus in the wild can be trapped or killed. Doesn't matter. They're a non-native species not protected by Georgia wildlife laws and regulations. Calming care, it very gently and naturally over time calms the overactive dog. Sound like something you'd like to check into? Do that. Talk to your vet about calming care. Well, I'm going to make a little run to the coffee pot, but when I come back, the mastermind behind the Crappie Expo, my buddy Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, joins us right here in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Hey, everybody, it's Dominic Zamito with Two Rivers Fly Shop in North Fork, Arkansas. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, are you sinking? It looks like you've got a heck of a hole in your waders there.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wyson, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part, your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
Do you bass fish? But you love to eat crappie? Hey, it's the Crappie Expo in Hot Springs, Arkansas, October 4th through 6th. Crappie Expo has over 100 crappie fishing manufacturers. It's the largest crappie store under one roof. Bring the whole family to the world's largest crappie fry October 5th at 11 a.m. Get your crappie fillets and all the fixings. It's all free with a ticket from the Crappie Expo. Be sure to sign up daily for our boat giveaways and other great prizes. Meet Lionel Ferguson. He caught the world record crappie. And meet the top 100 crappie teams fishing the $100,000 Mr. Crappie Invitational. First 50 kids on October 5th will take home a free rod and reel. Crappie Expo is possible because of great Arkansas partners like Riceland Rice Bran Oil, Arkansas Ford Dealers, and Oaklawn Racing Casino Resorts. This is Mr. Crappie, and I'll see you at the Crappie Expo. CrappieExpo.com.
It's a tradition that dates back nearly 100 years. Families and friends gather on a crisp South Dakota morning, shotguns in hand, well-trained dogs to the front. You start your push through crops planted specifically for the pheasants, and then it happens. Over and over again. It's also tradition at Spring Creek Resort and Deepwater Marina, north of Pierce, South Dakota. To make your worries melt away, your biggest concerns will be things like over-easy, medium-rare, and doggone those roosters are fast. Warm private cabins with satellite high-def in every room for all the games. Individual bedrooms and baths, too. The legendary Spring Creek Resort Steakhouse and Bar. All on the shoreline of one of America's most beautiful lakes. Drop on in and drop the stress at Spring Creek Resort and Deepwater Marina. springcreeksd.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
We screened that porch in just for you. Glad you enjoy it. You're in camp with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Three buses loaded with kids and parents roll down the highway just like thousands before them have done, all at the invite of the DSC to learn the legacy of the outdoors. Be a part of this at biggame.org.
If you'd ever like to reach us in the camp house, it's easy to do. 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-2256. Well, even though both Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, and I are in Hot Springs, Arkansas, we're not sitting here together. So I've got to rely on the Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Trot Line to track him down. Wally is either out at the lake like Hamilton for the big $100,000 Invitational Tournament, or maybe he's out back getting ready for the fish fry, or maybe he's two rows over from me right now. I don't know where he is, but I've got him on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Trot Line. And Wally, we're not the only ones here. Folks are coming from near and far. Yesterday was a fantastic day. Looking for two more big days of Crappie Expo in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yeah, Billy, I tell you what. We're out here at the lake, and all these guys are getting ready. We're fixing to blast off here just in a second, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing. We've already played the national anthem. Hey, they're all fired up, and they're fixing to leave right now.
The Crappie Expo, the cooks are already assembled out behind the expo in the parking area, the convention center, because you've got the biggest crappie fry ever in history going on today.
The world's largest crappie fry, Billy. Yeah, we've got 14 Cajun RV Cajun cookers set up, ready to go at 11 a.m. this morning. And there's going to be over 4,000 people here at the world's largest crappie fry. We just got a delivery just pulled up from Savannah Hush Puppies. They just unloaded 14,000 Hush Puppies. Imagine that.
It's a big deal now. The crappie is free if you want to have lunch at the expo today and eat crappie. But you have to get a ticket, and you do that inside with the vendors.
Right. Each vendor here at the Crappie Expo will have X amount of number of tickets, and they will be handing out tickets. On Saturday, they'll be handing out tickets to the crappie fry itself. So we want to make sure that everybody comes and has a great time, a lot of fun. It's going to be awesome right here in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
This has never been done before in the crappie fishing world, a giant expo, trade show. That is set aside for the crappie angler specifically. So I'm just trying to get the message across to folks that I'm overwhelmed, and I go to a lot of shows, but this is unbelievable. Talk about the vendors and the opportunities to do a little crappie shopping that folks are going to have at the Hot Springs Convention Center today and tomorrow.
Yeah, this is the world's largest crappie store under one roof, because we have 115 manufacturers here from the crappie industry, and these guys will be showing all of their new products for 2020. And so actually the crappie anglers is going to get a jump to see all the new products that's coming out and purchase all the new products that's coming out for 2020 from companies like Berkley, Lou's, Strike King, B&M, Mr. Crappie, Charlie Brewer, on and on and on. Everybody that's in the crappie industry will be here. And if you love crappie fishing, you get to meet the people that actually make the product, because most of these companies go to industry shows that the public is not welcome to get into. But here, the consumer can actually talk to the people that make the products. It's awesome.
Yeah. And everybody knows that Wally Marshall is Mr. Crappie, and you deliver a fine line of crappie jigs and crappie fishing products, but you didn't make this a Mr. Crappie show. You purposely left your name out of it and called it the Crappie Expo because, hey, Bobby Garland is there, B&M Poles is there, people that you compete with on a daily basis, all coming together for the crappie community, and I think that's really cool.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what. It's just, you know, the walls come tumbling down, you know, because if we all pull together and pull on the same rope, this crappie industry can blow up big time because it's a family event. It's a family. Crappie fishing is for families. It's for the kids. It's for grandma, grandpa. You know, that's how I got started. So, but we've given away a free boat every day, Billy, on a drawing. We're also going to have the Arkansas State Troopers here giving away a lot of lures and a lot of product to kids. We've got the Oakline Racing and Casino Resort is going to be having their big spinning wheel here and giving away a lot of prizes. And it's going to be awesome right here at the Convention Center in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Now, we're going to come back a little later in the show and talk a little more specifically about the first ever $100,000 invitational crappie tournament. But I do want to talk about the weigh-ins a little bit because that's going to take place today, Saturday, and tomorrow, Sunday, the championship at the Convention Center in Hot Springs.
Yeah, we've already culled 50 teams out of the tournament. We started with 100, and we cut it down to 50. So at 3 o'clock today, Billy, right here on stage inside the expo, the top 50 crappie anglers in the world is going to be weighing their fish right here at 3 o'clock.
Okay, so you want to make sure you check that out. You're also going to have a stage set up with these crappie anglers are going to be available to people that maybe you've never long line fished before. You've never drug crankbaits around trying to catch a crappie. And you want to learn a new style, a new technique, man, this is the best opportunity in history to pin these guys down and talk to them about that.
Yeah, we're going to have a panel up on stage about noon, 12 o'clock. We're going to have a panel up there talking crappie fishing where everybody can learn what's going on in today's world, dock shooting, long lining, trolling crankbaits, all of that kind of stuff, how to catch a crappie.
And you got to shake Lionel Ferguson's hand. He's not a pro. He's just a good old boy from the state of Tennessee. And Lionel Ferguson caught the world record crappie. And you can talk to him about that. You got to meet Lionel Ferguson. He's a great guy.
And he's bringing the world's largest crappie, 5 pounds, .46. He will be here.
So a chance to see that fish up close and in person. I know you're running like crazy. I'm going to let you go tend to some business, and then we're going to come back and talk about that that tournament itself because it's historic. The first ever $100,000 crappie tournament, Wally.
Yes, sir. Right here in Hot Springs on Lake Hamilton.
Mr. Crappie, Wally Marshall, host of the Crappie Expo in Hot Springs, Arkansas today. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. It's safe enough to give your dog every day, which is really handy if you have a dog with chronic GI upset. Safe enough, think about this, to give to those weaning puppies as they make the transition from mother's milk over to Purina Pro Plan. It's called Fortiflora, and our vets say it is the best probiotic on the market. Fortiflora, from the trusted name Purina. Order it from Chewy.com. They'll deliver it right there to the kennel or the front door of the house. Hey, we've got just a minute before we take a little break, but Master Chef John Bonnell, our camp house cook, is here. And John, is there anything on this planet better than a big old plate full of crappie?
If there's one fish I can catch anywhere around these parts that I want to take home and eat, the crappie's going to be it every time. They're just fantastic. I can't get enough.
What do you do with your crappie?
I tend to do a beer batter. I tend to do kind of a fish and chip style. And my daughter, who's only four, she loves it. She loves the whole experience of going fishing, everything about it. So we'll take the crappie and fillet it out, make sure you get all the little pin bones and everything. Take the crappie and soak it in water or salt, lightly salted water for just a little bit. And it helps kind of leach out some of the blood that might be left in there. But then we'll take that and make a batter with Shinerbach, all-purpose flour, plenty of salt, and the tiniest pinch of baking powder. Then you start whisking in your beer into your flour mix, and as soon as it gets a little thinner than pancake batter, run your fillets through it, drop it in oil at 360 degrees. As soon as it's golden brown on the outside, you got yourself a crappie feast.
Man, hard to beat. You wouldn't happen to have the GPS coordinates to a good crappie hole around here you could pass on to all of our listening audience, would you?
Not that I'm willing to part with right now.
Mr. Whitetail, Larry Weissen. I can't believe Big Billy gave my own personal bedroom here at the camp house. Now, if he'd just get his dogs out of my bed.
The Jacksboro Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to the 2019 Chili Fest and Outdoor Expo on the downtown square. Jacksboro and Jack County are famous for top-notch hunting, and we're celebrating that heritage with a chili cook-off, activities for the kids, vendors, and even a perfect pie contest. After your successful hunt on opening day, November 2nd, come on down to the Courthouse Square for free chili and all the fixins from 4 till 8 p.m. Deer season and opening day at Chili Fest in Jacksboro, Texas. That's a perfect day.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50-amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Or maybe you'd like to just hang out and enjoy the lake on Friday nights. Don't have an RV? No worries! Come stay at the Vineyards fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon!
This is Travis Mears with Defender Outdoors, Clay Sports Ranch. Four's new premier shotgun range. Located on West Loop 820, we are minutes from anywhere in the west of Plex. Clay Sports Ranch offers two different 12-station sporting clay courses, archery, the largest 5-stand in DFW, and a spacious event pavilion with seating for over 200. Inside the pro shop, we offer a wide variety of hunting and competitive shotguns for sale and rent, along with all the gear and shells that you may need for your next outing. Open to the public or with a membership, a good time with friends, family, or colleagues is easy to find. Find all the details at defenderoutdoors.com, and we look forward to seeing you at the ranch.
When you serve up that white-tailed deer to your friends and family, I promise you, they're going to think you're feeding them beef if you had that animal processed at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
We know what to take away from the deer to make it the very best, and that meaning get rid of all the blood that's on it, all the fat that's on it, and it's hard to season raw meat, and that's what we're really, really good at. Our bacon-wrapped fillets are probably the greatest thing that's ever happened to a wild game piece of meat that's out there. And it doesn't matter what it is. You could serve it to anybody and they'll say, wow, that's a great fillet, but it's wild game. Because the way we season them, and then we cryovac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular fillet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
CCR, wildgameprocessing.com. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path. The truest path. Nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
From white-tailed deer just down the highway to Marco Polo sheep in Tajikistan, or peacock bass on the Amazon, every adventure you can dream of will be available at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12, biggame.org.
They are having big fun in Georgia today as Coast Fest returns to the Mary Ross Waterfront Park in Brunswick, Georgia. Absolutely free to the public, hosted by the Coastal Resources Division of the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. This is the 25th year for Coast Fest in Georgia. Families that come out can see wildlife up close, learn about Native American heritage, performances by Jim Sawgrass and the Creek Tribe family, birds of prey, cannon firings. Everybody loves a good cannon firing. Archery and a whole lot more going on today at Coast Fest in Brunswick, Georgia. And a clay shoot coming up in just a couple of weeks, October 17th. 7th annual Argyle Texas Lions Club Sporting Clay Shoot has asked me to invite you out if you're in the neighborhood. They'd love to have you. It's going to be at Defender Outdoors Clay Sports Ranch in Fort Worth, Texas. It's a 100-target shoot. They're going to have a great raffle for a shotgun. And Defender is a great place to go shoot, a very enjoyable range. Great place to go shoot around the sporting clays. The Argyle Texas Lions Club Sporting Clay Shoot, 7th annual, coming up on Thursday, October 17th. I had a lot of fun a few weeks ago. I was invited down around Houston, Texas, to a range there where Primary Arms, a gun optic manufacturer here in Texas, was hosting a field day, a day at the range for Texas gun makers, ammo makers, to display their wares to police personnel from around the state and guys like me with a microphone or a camera. And I had a great time. I met some really cool folks and discovered some really cool products. Bettina Mathis and her little family business out of the Texas Hill Country are doing something really neat. AR-style rifles that shoot pistol calibers. Here's my conversation with Bettina from Quarter Circle 10. Quarter Circle 10.
Hey, Bettina, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, that sounds like fun. They're shooting something fun around here.
Oh, yeah, we're getting ready to fire it up, too.
Yeah, out here on the range today. Tell me about the name. Square Circle 10, Quarter Circle 10, Q Circle 10. What is it?
It is a family brand that my great-grandfather was a cattle driver here in Texas in the late 1800s, and when his father gave him 10 heifers when he was 10 years old, he came up with that brand, George Saunders, and it was always a important brand in our family, and I thought it's an important brand to use for this gun. So that's how we named it.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool. That's some great history, and your Texas roots showing through there, Bettina. If folks want to find you online, it's pretty simple to do.
Yeah, quartercircle10.com. Find us there. It'll have all of our guns. We sell completes all the way down to parts.
Okay.
You can send us an email with your zip code, and we can get you to a dealer near us, or you can buy online.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about your guns a little bit, because you've got some fun stuff, some stuff that's out on the market now, and some other stuff that soon will be. Tell people what you do.
So we make a pistol caliber AR-15, and our barrels range from 5.5 inches all the way up to 16 inches. We have an adjustable buffer system. We only make 9.40 and 45 caliber.
Okay.
Our magazines are specifically engineered to take the Glock mags. We have another lower receiver that takes the Colt SMG mag.
Yeah.
We have a 320 in the works right now, and also an M&P lower receiver that should be out hopefully by the end of the year.
Okay.
Or in production. Also a QC5, which it takes the MP5 magazines and the 226 lower receiver.
You know, these are fun guns on the range just to take the family out and shoot, because on the AR platform it's going to fit everybody in the family from the 10-year-old up to grandma, and you're going to be able to go shoot and have fun with that. But my first thought that comes to mind, we talk to a lot of hunters, is the guy that wants to hunt with a pistol caliber, you can do that. Now, this makes it pretty easy to brag to your buddies, yeah, I shot my whitetail this year with a pistol.
Oh, yes, we've done it. We ranch down in South Texas still, and we definitely have used it to shoot deer and pigs.
Yeah, just a whole lot of fun. Also, with the Picatinny rail system, endless. You can put a tennis ball launcher on there if you want to and shoot tennis balls out of the air.
Do anything. You can do anything.
Politics these days, they're hammering down on us and our Second Amendment. There is no difference in the semi-autos that you sell on the AR platform and the semi-auto shotgun that I use to shoot doves with. And, boy, there's a great misunderstanding in this country.
Yes, it really, the media has really given us bad press.
Yeah.
And it is getting more frustrating as we go. I started shooting when I was very young. I don't even remember what age.
Yeah.
And at least with, you know, ARs, they're safe. You know, I think they're easy to shoot, they're easy to operate, and you know, it's just a fun thing to learn how to shoot on.
Yeah, it's just a great uneducated group of people in the media that don't care to learn anything about. They have an agenda that they're trying to push, obviously. Tell us again how we can find you online, and run through your list of options for us to purchase again, and where we can buy you.
So, www.quartercircle10, and that's 10.com, or qcircle10.com. Either one will get you to us. We have parts. We sell parts all the way up to a complete gun. Our lower receivers take Glock mags. We have Colt mags. We have MP5 mags. 320 and M&P coming out soon. SIG 226, 229 mags. Also, if you are interested in finding a dealer near you, send us a email with your zip code.
Very good. We'll do that. Hey, one last question for you. I happen to know you live down in the Texas Hill Country. The Texas Hill Country, one of the few places on earth that holds Axis deer. And I was just going to ask boldly and bluntly if I could come hunt on your place. What are you laughing at, Bettina?
Everybody asked me that.
Hey, very nice visiting with you. Thanks.
Nice to see you, too. Thanks for coming out.
A unique name for her family business called Quarter Circle 10, developing pistol calibers on the AR platform, makes for much more accurate placement of a bullet with the longer platform, therefore making pistol caliber hunting available to a lot of folks that want that didn't have it before with their traditional pistols. We've got a link for you at bbkoradio.com. Hey, there's an elk workshop at Sipe White Mountain Wildlife Area today. That's in Arizona. There'll be workshop presentations, followed by an early dinner and then maps will be provided to nearby areas with likely elk viewing opportunities. It's an annual tradition and a lot of fun. A lot of families participate in this year after year. Not far from Edgar, Arizona, the Elk Workshop at the Sipe White Mountain Wildlife Area. I know that Pennsylvania Elk Cam at bbkoradio.com has been getting a workout. A lot of people tuning in to see the rutting activity, and it's been pretty spectacular. And boy, you can hear them bugling in the mountains just almost all the time right now. They've been active this past week. Going to go grab a cup of coffee, but when we come back, Richard Smithson, Expansion Ammo. You got to meet this guy. And more from Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, coming up a little later on about his brainchild, the Crappie Expo, right here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, at the Convention Center. That's where we're going to be all day today and again tomorrow. Our booth is, well, when you walk in the door to the Convention Center, we're right there on the front row. Please look us up, Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hang out with us a while.
Hello, everybody. It's Jimmy Seitz with Spiritual Outdoor Adventures TV. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, what are you doing with that rifle? Get a bow in your hand, boy. Come on.
On your way out west, make a stop at Teske's Outdoors just west of Weatherford on the south side of Interstate 20. I'm Randy Jackson, reminding you that you need it, we've got it at Teske's Outdoors with more than 12,000 square feet of blinds, gear, feeders, guns, camo, ammo, and you can get your hunting and fishing license at Teske's Outdoors. It's time for a new gun, and with over 1,000 new and used guns, it's impossible to not find what you need. We have Weatherby, Browning, Winchester, Benelli, Cooper, Christensen Arms, Colt, Kimber, Sig, and many more. You buy a case of shotgun shells and we'll throw your name in the hat to win a Browning Satori. And don't miss out on the Stoker Condor over and under for only $350 with a $50 mail-in rebate. Sitka Camo and Mojo Decoy, $7.99 deer corn and a free Satori.
You gotta stop at Teske's Outdoors, just west of Weatherford, Texas, on the south side of I-20. And on your way to the ranch, call us at 817-599-3400.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son Jesus so that none would perish, but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke, or in the boat or deer blind at csbiblechurch.org.
Outdoorsmen and women like to be well-equipped. We also travel extensively and need restaurants, fuel, and rooms. And no matter where the fisherman or hunter travels in the U.S. or Canada, BBKO Radio is there. This just might be the perfect spot for you to tell us about your products and services. The BBKO Radio Network, an affordable way to reach every farm, road, and city with your message. To learn more, come see us at bbkoradio.com. When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail. Painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org, and I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. Wing shooting in Argentina is an activity that must be experienced rather than explained. Dove are considered to be a plague in the area, so there are no bag limits, and there are no seasons to hunt them.
We've got 20 million birds on the roost, and they're there 365 days a year. They're there every day, all day. They fly 8 hours a day, every day.
At Cordoba Doves, you'll enjoy delicious food, exceptional hospitality, beverages in the field. Your own personal bird boy.
Bird boy's job is to pour shells in your bag when you're going through a box every 5 minutes and keep count of the birds that you've shot and to bring you something to drink every few minutes. At the end of the day, we pick up all the hulls and pick up the birds, but you can't send him out to pick up birds at 600 or 800 times a day.
Experience the very best that Argentina has to offer through Cordoba Doves. Contact the U.S. Representative Lane Balky at CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry, you're on solid ground with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
In a nutshell, the DSC is low overhead and high return to wildlife conservation, outdoors education, and the preservation of hunting, fishing, and shooting. BigGame.org.
Big Billy Kender Outdoors is heard on great radio stations from Florida to Alaska and everywhere in between each week. Also on Sirius XM Channel 131, Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern. And on the web anytime, you can listen in the deer blind or the bow of the boat to a podcast at bbkoradio.com. That's the website, bbkoradio.com. You can also get a free weekly download that comes automatically to your chosen device from folks like Google Play Music, Podbean, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Stitcher. All of the top podcast carriers have Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Ask them to send it to you, and they will. And the phone number in the old camp house, 1-877-820-BBKO. Primary Arms recently featured Texas gun and ammo manufacturers and showcased these products to Texas law enforcement at a range just outside of Houston, Texas. We had a great day, and I met some great folks, including Richard Smithson with Expansion Ammo. Expansion Ammo is a family company that, like all small businesses, if you stick to it long enough, is going to run through hard times trying to build something. And at Expansion Ammo, they have. Meet Richard Smithson.
Hey, Richard, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here today.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here. Expansion Ammo, this is your idea, your family's idea. I like that, family-owned businesses. I am one of those myself. We can still do this in America. And you had a better ammo idea, and you went to work and made it. Expansion Ammo, how's your ammo better? What'd you need?
Well, I'll be honest with you. We started this business 8 years ago under the umbrella of the Obama administration. Everybody told us it was impossible. They lost our license twice. It took us 17 months to get licensed. We left Virginia to come to real freedom in Texas, okay, because people still believe in self-defense here. They believe in the protect and serve, that all the mottos at the police departments. And what happened was is we started in our basement with one loader. Well, we've grown dramatically since then. We have capacities today to do over 1 million rounds a day.
Wow.
The way we've done that is by the equipment that we purchased and the innovations that my boys, who I work with, have put on those machines. Everything that we do is laser and PLC or computer controlled. So we have taken the human element out of loading ammo. That gives us the ability to load match grade over and over and over again. And in addition, our lasers can double laser powder check, which makes our ammo the most consistent and safe on the market.
Expansion Ammo. Immediately when I hear that name, I think of the expansion of the bullet. Is that in reference to that?
No, it's not.
No?
Basically, everyone thinks that, and I don't tell a lot of people this unless they ask me straight up. So are you asking me straight up?
Yep, I am.
Okay. Basically, there is a verse in the Bible called the Prayer of Jabez where we ask God to expand our territory, ask God to expand the fence line. And what we're trying to let everybody know is that true freedom comes from Christ. And so as a result of that, we're asking the Lord to expand that freedom, not only in our sales and in our business, but really in the lives of everybody that we serve and talk to about this. It's a way for us to promote values that have been forgotten.
That is awesome. I like that. I like that better than an expanding bullet definition.
Yeah, it's really kind of a play on words, and I am going to take credit for that, but we're asking the Lord to expand our fence line, and he's going crazy. And, you know, in Texas, there's 1,000 police departments,
yep.
And we're going to get every one of them.
There you go. Good for you. I hope you do. Talk to me a little bit about your ammo. Is it available to the general public?
It is. exp-ammo.com. If it says it's in stock on the website, it's in stock and it'll ship immediately. If it's not, just, you know, put your email in there and we'll let you know right when it is. We're developing an app that's going to make it even easier, but it's a labor of love. It really is.
And what calibers? What do you guys produce?
We basically serve from large military big bore calibers all the way down to 9mm.
Wow.
And so right now I believe we've got 14 or 15 calibers, but your basic pistol, 9-380, 40, 10mm, 45. And in the rifle, we've got 223, 556, Blackout, Crandall, Creedmoor, 308, Win Mag, all the way up to 50 caliber.
Wow. Quite an array. You guys stay busy down in the basement with that one reloader.
Well, it's funny. We support reloaders, but we don't do anything reman anymore. Everything's brand new.
Yeah, I was having fun.
Yeah, I know. But we love those guys. That's how we started. I don't know. We like to say in Texas that we're the new ammo sheriff in town.
There you go. I like that.
We're doing things a little different.
Yeah, Richard, I talk to an awfully lot of people every week that are not shooters. They're families. They're right in the middle. They don't have a negative opinion of us hunting or going to the range and shooting. And they don't really have a positive opinion. They just don't know. They're uneducated. And I think there's it started as a cricket many years ago, and now it's a blast coming at us. Anti-Second Amendment, anti-shooting range, anti-family fun at the deer lease. It's getting louder and louder.
Well, you know, that's fine. Okay. For us, it's very simple. If you love your family, if you care about your family, you need to get educated. You need to basically take a basic safety gun class. Ask your local police department what the response time is from the department to your front door. In most cases in America, it's anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour. Mm. Well, guess what? It's over in less than 5.
Yeah.
So you have to take responsibility knowing that, and there's only one way to do it. Now, I'm not a soapbox guy calling for anything reckless. We make the safest ammo possible, all right? And I have talked people out of buying guns and out of buying our ammo as much as I've talked them into it, because it's a mindset. If they're not willing to take that responsibility, then don't do it.
Yep.
But if they are, responsibility means I got to do it properly, okay? And that goes in line with every police officer's motto, which he wants people safe. You know, he wants to do it in a service way. So serve your family, learn how to do it. Don't recklessly store your guns. Don't basically force it upon any of your family members. Do it in a way that's responsible, that basically is in line with American values of freedom and family, and, you know, country first. I mean, Texas doesn't have to worry about that because they're a whole other country, right?
Yep.
They say that from the origins of, you know, San Jacinto. Well, I'm the kind of guy that moved here to really experience that. Now we're passing that on. As you can hear some of the gunfire in the background, we're at a range shoot today.
I hear freedom ringing.
That's exactly right, and that's my whole point, okay? There's nothing irresponsible going on here today, but guys are trying to be proficient so that they can practice and be good at what they do. Just ask yourself, what would happen in my city if the police were gone for one day?
Yep, there you go. And that's not a good answer there.
That'd be chaos.
Yeah, it would be.
And, you know, look at the south side of Chicago. There's places that the cops don't go. Why? Because the gang members have told them to stay out.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Really? Well, that's on those elected officials. What are they doing?
Yeah.
And that's just not right. So.
No, it's not. Richard, a pleasure talking to you. Expansion Ammo is the company. Give us the website again.
Sure. It's exp-ammo.com.
Richard Smithson and his family own Expansion Ammo. Interesting guy. Hard-working family. And building a heck of a business right here in the USA. We're in Hot Springs, Arkansas today at the first ever Crappie Expo. Tons of vendors here at the convention center and out on Lake Hamilton just outside of town. The 100 top crappie anglers on the planet are duking it out in the first ever $100,000 Mr. Crappie Invitational Tournament.
This is Eddie Salter. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Glad you're back. We still have some big fish to fry here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Safari may be deep in the African bush, or maybe a trip with the grandkids to a neighborhood pond. No matter where you safari, we fight for you at the DSC, biggame.org.
Welcome back to Big Billy Kinder Outdoors in the Hot Springs, Arkansas Convention Center for the first ever Crappie Expo. I mean, anything you can think of that you need to fish for crappie is here, whether that be jigs, line, poles, reels, guides, trips, instruction from pros, crappie crankbaits, boats. It's all here. As a matter of fact, speaking of boats, we gave away a boat yesterday afternoon. Going to do it again today and again tomorrow. Must be present to win. So if you're anywhere within driving distance of the Hot Springs, Arkansas area, come on out to the convention center and the Crappie Expo. Parking is free. Admission is free. It's all free at the first ever Crappie Expo. And folks are coming in by the thousands from all over America to the Crappie Expo, Hot Springs, Arkansas. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. There's a Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog, even if they have special conditions like an itchy coat, or maybe they need added glucosamine in their diet for joint health. An intolerance to grain? No problem. There's a Pro Plan built for your dog. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores in Oklahoma and Arkansas, Texas, Kansas, and Missouri. Down in Florida, they're celebrating 9,000 catches in their very popular Trophy Catch program. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's Trophy Catch program, now in Season 7, has awarded prizes for the catch and release of more than 9,000 largemouth bass since the program began in 2012. To date, 7,303 Lunker Club category fish, 1,751 Trophy Club, and 66 Hall of Fame fish make up the milestone. John Fury is the Florida Wildlife Conservation Commission Director of the Division of Freshwater Fisheries Management. He says the Trophy Catch program is a unique collaboration between anglers, partners, and the FWC to ensure the future generations can experience the same thrill of a lifetime that these 9,000-plus anglers did when they reeled in their giant Florida bass. Currently, the largest catch for the program is a 16-pound, 12-ounce bass. It came from Lee County, caught during Season 5 by Dominic Montalto. It was a springtime fish. No surprise there, March 18, 2017. The Season 6 champion, Michael Donahue, received the Trophy Catch trophy for catching and releasing the heaviest bass of that year, 15 pounds, 11 ounces, caught in O.L. Peacock Senior Park, Port St. Lucie. And this year's Trophy Catch angler, Thomas Woodring, was awarded the July Monthly Lunker Leader Prize. I like that title. He picked up a Shimano SLX bait cast rod and reel combo for catching three Lunker Club fish. Those three fish weighed 26 pounds, 11 ounces. They were his first three bass approved in the Trophy Catch program, and he caught two of them on the very same day in Keenansville Reservoir. The Florida Trophy Catch Program rewards anglers who submit eligible catches and provide documentation of the catch and then release that largemouth bass weighing 8 pounds or heavier in Florida. Biologists in Florida use Trophy Catch data for bass research. That helps them make smart decisions about the management of Florida bass fisheries. Hey, that NRA Personal Protection Expo that was in Fort Worth, Texas, back at the start of September, it drew more than 15,000 people from across the country. If you can make it next year, man, I highly recommend it. It's a celebration of our Second Amendment, and it's self-protection, family protection, home protection, school for a couple of days. The primary goal of the expo is to offer beginner to advanced educational courses covering concealed carry, home defense, personal protection, 124 seminars and workshops. Topics ranging from concealed carry and personal protection practices to hand-to-hand defensive training, in-depth medical training, and gender and age-specific training. The NRA Personal Protection Expo. Look for it in 2020. It rotates around the country. I'm a sucker for a fall festival, and this sounds like a good one. They're celebrating the annual fall migration of the Coconi salmon during the Fall Fish Fest at the Taylor Creek Visitor Center, Lake Tahoe. It's underway today and again tomorrow, 3 miles north of the city of South Lake Tahoe. Hey, Smokey the Bear is there. How about that? Lots of kids' activities, a lot of great food, educational booths, a streamside information table. Chad Potts and his Skeeter Bass Champs are hosting a tournament in Texas. It's coming up in just a couple of weeks, October 16th. They're going to give away 2 Skeeter boats. 20 places are guaranteed to win money every hour. Hourly, big prize is $1,000. It's a big bass tournament on Lake Fork. Details at bbkoradio.com. Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. 89% of the field trial champion dogs across North America are fed Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. 30% protein, 20% fat. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Hey, let's take a little break, stretch our legs, grab a fresh cup of coffee, and then meet right back here. More from Hot Springs, Arkansas, and the Crappie Expo headed your way.
It's Hank Parker, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hurry up and get in the boat, Billy. I'm going to beat your pants off.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Weissen, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part, your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
You've never seen a more complete archery and event center than Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's world class. There's nothing else like it anywhere.
We offer a chance for archers to come and shoot indoors. We have 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards. You can shoot 40 yards in here. We have a conference room upstairs. We have several companies that come here and do their monthly meetings, business network meetings. We have the facilities for that. We also have a full kitchen. We can cater lunch for you. We do a lot of different team building events for corporate outings. When you're out on the golf course in a corporate outing, you're spending time with 3 other people for 4.5 hours. We're here. A company comes out and they've got 30 or 40 employees. They're all able to hang out together and just relax and have a good time. It's our job to make sure that that happens.
A fresh new approach to corporate outings. And your kids have never had this much fun at a birthday party. Learn a lot more when you come visit us at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
for the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
If your hunting blind isn't comfortable enough to keep you in the field all day, you're hunting from the wrong blind and missing a ton of opportunity for success. Does your blind keep the wind and rain on the outside and have drip rails on the windows to keep your view clear? How about friction hinges on the windows? Just lift and let go. Do you have a 360 view of your country without opening a door? Quiet marine-grade carpet and locking aluminum doors? Insulated flooring? These features are all standard on lightweight, tough as a hammer, Dillon hunting blinds. If your terrain calls for a view above the mesquite flats or other obstructions, check out Dillon's safe and strong platforms with handrails and porches for the occasional stretch. Dillon blinds are available in sizes that fit your situation to a T, with windows suited for rifle, bow, or both. Lightweight and durable fiberglass blinds from Dillon are at DillonManuf.com. Stay longer, shoot more deer in a Dillon.
In the truck. Half the fun is just getting there. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Heritage is the name of the 2020 DSC Convention and Expo, with endless aisles of outdoor gear and opportunities. Come join the family fun January 9 through 12. BigGame.org.
In Cody, Wyoming, the Elks Lodge is having a gun raffle. They're giving away 30 guns in 30 days. And if they draw your name, you enter and they draw your name and you win a gun, they throw your name right back in the hat. So you could win again and again and again. See how this works? They're only going to sell 600 tickets at $50 each, and they would like to offer that opportunity to you. One entry gives you 31 chances to win. One winner per day. They started October 1st. They'll wrap it up October 31st. Check with them and see if you can still get a ticket. The info is at bbkoradio.com. Hands down, the most popular piece that pro dog trainer Tom Dockin from his Oak Ridge Kennels in Northfield, Minnesota has ever done on this show is a skunk remedy. In other words, you, your dog, your clothing, your equipment, your gear gets skunked, and it stinks for weeks. Tom has a remedy. He knows how to get the stink out. So I'm dragging my feet a little so you can get your pen and pad of paper ready and take down Tom Dockin's miraculous skunk remedy. It works.
Hey, Billy, this week we got something coming up. Everybody may want to listen up on this one for sure. You know what? Have you ever been skunked when you've been out hunting? Hey, I'm not talking about have you ever been skunked not getting any bird. I mean skunked. The black and white kind. You know, in South Dakota, I do a lot of pheasant hunting, and then we do a lot of duck hunting and all over the Midwest. And it's not a matter of if your dog is going to get skunked at some period of time. It's just when. And I'll tell you what, if you're not prepared, it can make life miserable. Think about this. Think about loading your dog back into your sparkling clean SUV, and that tar that you're going to bring home is going to stink for months. So let me give you an easy solution to this. It's something that you can carry on any one of your trips. Or if you're out of town, you're going to be able to get this formula that's going to help you out. First of all, what you're going to need, 2 1-gallon jugs of water. You're going to need 1 quart of hydrogen peroxide, 1/2 cup of baking soda, and just a little squirt of dishwashing soap. Now, what I want you to do is take and water the dog down first with the 1 gallon. Get him nice and wet. Get the coat wet. Then I want you to mix the 1 gallon of water, quart of hydrogen peroxide, half a cup of baking soda, and a little squirt of dishwashing soap in the other gallon. Shake it up good. Get it nice and frothy. Now, I want you to put that solution on the dog and rub it in really good. Rub it into the coat really good. Let it stand like this. I like to let it stand for 15, 20 minutes. Then what I want to do is I want to rinse it off, smell the dog. If he doesn't smell exactly like roses, but he's going to smell pretty good, go ahead and repeat the process one more time. And you know what I really like about this? Any little town has a convenience store, a grocery store, and you can get all of those things right there to take care of potentially a big problem. Try that, and you're never going to really be skunked when you're on a hunting trip. Hey, if you're looking for dog training products, the Dachen line of training products can be found at all major outdoor retailers or go to Dachens.com. Hey, and don't forget about the best dog food in the world. It's the one I feed and recommend, Purina Pro Plan.
Hey, same here, Tom. I've had buddies call me up and say, give me that Dachen recipe. I need it now. They'll be out on the road somewhere. A dog gets skunked in the middle of nowhere. And that's the cool thing about that recipe, like Tom was saying. These are general use everyday items that you mix together to de-skunk your dog, your clothing, yourself. And available in just about any town you're close to. Tom, thanks so much again. Don't forget to pick up the Pro Plan before you hit the road this fall on that long-awaited upland bird hunting trip that you're taking. When you see the Atwoods Farm and Ranch Store sign ahead, pull in. Pick up a bag of Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. 30% protein, 20% fat. Exactly what our hard-working bird dogs need at the end of a long day to ensure that they're peppy, ready to get after it the next morning. Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula at Atwoods. Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon joins me now, and we're talking about antlered does. I got a letter from a lady in northern Arkansas, just out of Mountain Home, Arkansas, a couple of years ago, Larry, and she said, Billy, I shot a really nice 8-point buck. My son was kind enough to hang it up and field dress it for me, and when he did, he said, Mama, come look at this. This is an antlered doe. You ever run into one of those? Pretty rare. Larry, I know you have. What's the story on antlered does?
I'll be very frank with you. Most of the time, and I've had the opportunity to look at a lot of them with my background as a biologist, but also dealing with the Department of Veterinary Pathology many years ago and with Texas A&M University and Wildlife Disease Project, we looked at lots of antlered does. Generally, they're not in antlered, they're not hardened antlered. They're in velvet. The antler cycle is determined by testosterone. And what we found in most instances, even though a lot of the does that and there are not many that will produce antlers. But a lot of those quote-unquote does, when we really start dissecting them and taking apart, we found testicles somewhere within their body. Because those antlers will not grow unless there's a certain amount of testosterone. The antler cycle is determined by testosterone. As the antlers start growing, actually what's causing it, let's say we're in January, February, and the antlers fall off. What had happened is that buck has had a lot of high-level testosterone. It drops way off. That's when that abscission line forms. The antler falls off. Almost immediately starts growing back. Well, testosterone is crawling in content and percentage of that, whatever in that body, very, very, very slowly, all the way through antler cycle. When those antlers are totally grown, there's a little peak of it. The velvet, it constricts the blood vessels. The velvet comes off, stays very, very high during the time that bucks in the breeding season. As that daylight changes, as we're visiting about with antler development, all that kind of thing, it drops, the testosterone drops a whole lot. The antlers come off. So for that doe to produce, either through one of her other glands or so that she's got, like maybe through the pituitary, it's causing that animal to produce some testosterone to produce those antlers. But again, almost every, and I've looked probably at about 20, 25 of them over the years that were at all outward signs of a doe. And yet when you take them apart inside, you find testicles inside the body.
My goodness. So needless to say, these are going to be the monks of the deer family. They're never going to produce any offspring.
No, they probably won't produce any offspring at all. I mean, because in India, it's a hormone imbalance is what it amounts to.
How prevalent is that? I guess more in different areas?
It could be more in different areas. You know, we see velvet horned deer that never shed their velvet
frequently a lot of places, and sometimes because those animals were castrated or something caused those testicles to atrophy quite a bit. And there are certain areas also that years ago they used to have a lot of velvet horns in the central part of Texas and around Mason and Menard in the central Granite area. There we found that it was a nitrogen poisoning more than anything else. There were certain plants under certain conditions at the right time and rainfall, very, very high in nitrogen. Nitrogen causes the constriction of the capillaries within the body, and that had a lot to do with producing the velvet horns that we used to see years and years ago. And of course, they generally do not, the males do not breed then either.
How would you tag that deer, Larry?
Yeah, I think in most instances it says an antler deer, so you'd have to, even though it's a doe, you would have to use your buck tag on it.
Yep, and you're correct. He told her you need to use a buck tag on that deer because he had had antlers. Interesting stuff, and man, you can spend every day of your life in God's great outdoors, and there's something new to learn every day.
You know what? That's one of the great fascinations I have with life is being able to get outdoors, because you do. You have, if you keep your eyes open and an open mind, you're going to learn something every time you go out.
Y'all don't miss the show next week when I'm going to get Larry to describe to us how he rode that Boone and Crockett buck to death one day.
That was quite a ride, I'll tell you.
You got a week to come up with something good, brother.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Whitetail, Larry Weissen, thank you, buddy. I really appreciate you. Hey, let's take a little break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Jimmy at Primary Arms about the incredibly cool optics that they're producing these days, and Mr. Crappie, Wally Marshall, is going to talk to us about his big party, this Crappie Expo, where we're located in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
I'm Larry Potterfield with Midway USA, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm always thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
It's a tradition that dates back nearly 100 years. Families and friends gather on a crisp South Dakota morning, shotguns in hand, well-trained dogs to the front. You start your push through crops planted specifically for the pheasants, and then it happens.
Rooster!
Over and over again. It's also tradition at Spring Creek Resort and Deepwater Marina, north of Pierce, South Dakota. To make your worries melt away, your biggest concerns will be things like over easy, medium rare, and doggone those roosters are fast. Warm private cabins with satellite, high def in every room for all the games. Individual bedrooms and baths, too. The legendary Spring Creek Resort Steakhouse and Bar. All on the shoreline of one of America's most beautiful lakes. Drop on in and drop the stress at Spring Creek Resort and Deepwater Marina. SpringCreekSD.com.
This is Travis Mears with Defender Outdoors, Clay Sports Ranch. Forest new Premier Shotgun Range. Located on West Loop 820, we are minutes from anywhere in the west of Plex. Clay Sports Ranch offers two different 12-station sporting clay courses, archery, the largest 5-stand in DFW, and a spacious event pavilion with seating for over 200. Inside the pro shop, we offer a wide variety of hunting and competitive shotguns for sale and rent, along with all the gear and shells that you may need for your next outing. Open to the public or with a membership, a good time with friends, family, or colleagues is easy to find. Find all the details at DefenderOutdoors.com, and we look forward to seeing you at the ranch.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
As hunters, we're always working to build an advantage in our strategy. More and more serious hunters are using big game butter as part of their game plan. Big game butter is available in original peanut. Use it with the wind to send an irresistible aroma directly into the whitetail's bedding area. And unlike other wild game attractants, big game butter at Walmart is an excellent form of supplemental nutrition, high in both protein and fat. And when he shows up, take care of business with Ramcat Broadheads, the hardest hitting, most accurate fixed blade on the market, leading the industry with 1 3/8 cutting diameter in a 100 grain broadhead. Hits like a ram, cuts like a cat. Receive a $5 e-cash card when you purchase $25 worth of big game butter or Ramcat Broadheads at your neighborhood Walmart. Big game butter, Ramcat broadheads, and cash back at Walmart. That's a strategy that'll hang your picture up on the bragging board. The Bison and North America are the main players in a long-running love story. The great Shaggies have fed, clothed, and saved the lives of men black, red, brown, and white. These giants of the plains almost disappeared back in the 1870s, but hard men that understood this love affair fought to preserve it. Men like Charles Goodnight. So it's only natural that the herd that we tend and our storefront that still carries the traditions of America's past is located in Goodnight, Texas, near the north rim of Palladura Canyon. Buffalo Gold is the place, and you'll find us along Highway 287 as you travel west to hunt. And just like the hunters before, you can depend on the Bison to keep you warm, dry, and fed. Everything that the great buffalo provides can be found at Buffalo Gold. So stop in for a cup of coffee, hear the story of the herd, enjoy the artwork. BuffaloGold.net. BuffaloGold.net. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Sometimes our office is a bass boat. Tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
While you enjoy a day at the range, we stand on Capitol Hill and firmly say no to those who would rip that right and that gun from you. We are the DSC, and we're at biggame.org.
Tampa, Florida, November 16 and 17. It's the Florida Sportsman's Expo right there on Tampa's Florida Fairgrounds. Fishing tackle, offshore and inshore fishing boats, kayaks, stand-up paddleboards, outdoor apparel, marine art, fishing gear, hunting gear, more than 88,000 square feet of seminars and all kinds of goodies. 35 different seminars per day on 6 different stages. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission will be there hosting the Kids Fishing Derby just outside in the fairgrounds stocked ponds. That's November 16 and 17, Tampa, Florida, the Florida Sportsman Expo. I've been telling you about this big field day event at the range with Primary Arms just a few weeks ago down at a big range just outside of Houston. Primary Arms hosted the event, Primary Arms Optics, and they were hosting different gun and ammo manufacturers from across the state of Texas and exposing them to law enforcement. It was a great day, a lot of fun, and I learned a lot. I learned about Primary Arms Optics that day and was impressed with what I heard from Jimmy Durham.
Hey, Jimmy, it's good to see you, man. Well, it's a day on the range, nothing to complain about there, right?
No, sir. Welcome to the first annual PA Law Enforcement Shoot.
Yeah, and I think this is a pretty awesome deal, man. There's not a safer place on planet Earth right now than the Primary Arms Day at the range with hundreds of police officers here taking a look at the latest and greatest stuff. It's hot. It's Texas in summertime, you know, but it ain't Afghanistan.
No, sir, it definitely is not.
Thank you for your service, man. We greatly appreciate you. Tell me a little bit about that.
Little bit about Afghanistan. I did 3 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, 13 years in the military, before I got out and decided to come work for Primary Arms.
Hey, you made a good decision, too. And with that background, you know a little something about optics. Let's talk about Primary Arms a little bit. For folks that are brand new to Primary Arms, what do you guys do?
So in 2007, we started as an online retailer. As our owner, Marshall Lerner, started the business, he got a lot of requests for optics that were decently priced but quality optics. So he started taking a look at that. He got with some manufacturers overseas, started designing some of our first optics, and brought those to market. By doing that, he brought a budget optic to market and allowed the shooters to have an optic that they could afford to shoot but actually lasted. Once we did that, we expanded into, we have a storefront. We still have our online web store. We've expanded this year into law enforcement and government sales, as well as we do have dealer sales as well.
Expansion and growth means that people love your stuff. They love your stuff because, man, I know I talk to a lot of outdoorsmen, a lot of hunters. You talk to a lot of tactical guys, police officers. This stuff takes a beating. Will it hold up?
Yes, sir. So right now we're pretty much the primary sponsor for the Houston Police Department marksmanship team.
Wow.
We're supplying them with optics that they are using during competition. NTOA also tested some of our optics, and it met and exceeded their testing.
Wow.
So they are actually recommending our optics to law enforcement officers as well as departments.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit. Let's get specific about what you guys manufacture, what you build. Rifle scopes, quick focus stuff. What all do you make?
So we make everything from your basic red dot all the way up to a 6 to 30 long range scope and everything in between. New this year is our GLX line of optics, which is our gold line of optics. We're going to have that in a 2.5 to 10, a 4 to 16, and a 6 to 24. They have zero resettable turrets. They have an adjustable parallax as well as illumination. They do have button stops for your zero. And everybody that's been on the website and on the forums is extremely excited for these optics to come to market.
I bet they are. I'm sure you have a lot of very competitive shooters, long-range guys are going to love your stuff. You've got them covered, as well as the guy that wants something for home protection, quick focus, quick access stuff there, too.
Yes, sir. We do have everything from your basic micro dot, red dot, to new for this next year. We're going to have a 25-millimeter red dot that we're bringing to market. We're still doing some testing on that. And we do have our prism optics, we have our 1X, our 2.5, our 3X, and our 5X prism optics for those guys who don't quite need a long-range scope.
Yeah, gotcha. The hunter would benefit from this, man, the deer hunter, the guy that hunts long-range, whatever, guys. You need to take a look at this. And the price point is the selling point. Optics, man, it's gotten to be such a competitive market. There's a ton of stuff out there. If you can build a product this kind of quality at a price point that a working guy like me can afford, you're on to something. So let's talk money a little bit. Retail on some of your stuff.
So retail on our gold lines is going to start right in the $750 range.
Awesome.
The optic does come with a lifetime warranty. All of our optics that we are currently pushing out to market are lifetime warranty. If you give it to your buddy, the warranty still applies to him.
No kidding. I can pass it down to my son. That warranty is good.
Yes, sir. So it doesn't matter if you drop this scope out of your truck, any of our optics out of your truck, drop them out of your tree stand, you give us a call, we'll get some information from you and get your scope sent back and either repaired or replaced for you and get you taken care of and get you back in the blind.
I love that. My fault, your fault, nobody's fault. You guys are going to take care of it. And there's a really good chance if I do drop it out of my deer blind or it bounces out of the back of the truck that it's not going to break.
Yes, sir. We test these extremely hard before we put them to market to try and alleviate any issues that a consumer will run into. So they are extremely sturdy scopes. And we continue to test them as people come up with new recommendations for testing and as we get new questions from our law enforcement and military sales units that want our optics, and they have special recommendations for testing on those.
Looks like I could really fine-tune this thing and get a great picture. There's more buttons on there than my TV remote at home.
Yes, sir. These are new gold lines. They do have a lot of buttons and dials, replaceable throw levers that you do got to acquaint yourself with a little bit. But once you get in there, start putting rounds down range, these things are dead on.
Yeah. Wow, that looks like a lot of fun. Tell us one more time what we're looking for and where we can find it.
So these scopes are available at primaryarms.com.
And, of course, all of your stuff can be found across the U.S. and even around the globe.
Yes, sir. We do have dealers overseas as well as dealers here in the States. You can go to our primaryoptics.com website and find a dealer near you that's selling our optics.
Okay, very good. And when will your brand-new line of scopes, tell us the name again. I've already forgotten what these new ones are called and when they'll be available to us.
Our GLX line of scopes, they're available for pre-order right now on our website. They will start shipping here shortly. We're hoping for October, and we're going to have some more additions to our gold line starting next year.
Okay, very good. When you were in Afghanistan serving those four tours over there, did we as the American people feed you well while you were there? How was the food?
Oh, the MREs were great.
Yeah, that's what I was. It's a pretty good day to be in Texas down at the range, about to eat some great barbecue and viewing that range down through a tremendous optic, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And thanks to that freedom that we have because of you and guys like you. I greatly appreciate your time. Thanks, man.
Oh, you're welcome, sir.
Give us the website one more time so we can go take a look.
It's going to be primaryarms.com.
Jimmy Durham with Primary Arms. Looking for a new optic? For that deer rifle, that AR, whatever. Take a look at Primary and what they have to offer and the very attractive pricing of their stuff. Hey, I'm going to take another little break, but when I come back, we are rejoined by our host here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, Mr. Crappie Wally Marshall.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail. Painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org, and I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
Do you bass fish? But you love to eat crappie? Hey, it's the Crappie Expo in Hot Springs, Arkansas, October 4th through 6th. Crappie Expo has over 100 crappie fishing manufacturers. It's the largest crappie store under one roof. Bring the whole family to the world's largest crappie fry October 5th at 11 a.m. Get your crappie fillets and all the fixings. It's all free with a ticket from the Crappie Expo. Be sure to sign up daily for our boat giveaways and other great prizes. Meet Lionel Ferguson. He caught the world record crappie. And meet the top 100 crappie teams fishing the $100,000 Mr. Crappie Invitational. First 50 kids on October 5th will take home a free rod and reel. Crappie Expo is possible because of great Arkansas partners like Riceland Rice Bran Oil, Arkansas Ford Dealers, and Oaklawn Racing Casino Resorts. This is Mr. Crappie, and I'll see you at the Crappie Expo. CrappieExpo.com.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his blue water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read the tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, the tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the metal can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
Looking at a 12 with a 10-inch drop tine. Y'all go on inside. The whole Dallas Safari Club bunch is in there with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
It's the greatest conservation show on earth. By the way, hunting is conservation. I'll see you at the DSC Convention and Expo, Heritage, January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
BBKO. radio.com. That's our website here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, bbkoradio.com. Come see us. Be a regular visitor. We have the hunting regulations for all 50 states listed there conveniently for you. See what's new on the bragging board. Check out the blog. Listen to a podcast. Phone number 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-2256. We're in Hot Springs, Arkansas this weekend for the show. At the never-been-done-before, first-ever Crappie Expo. It's ginormous. It's in the Hot Springs Convention Center. And the top 100 anglers in the world of professional crappie fishing are out on Lake Hamilton, just outside of town, competing for $100,000 in prize money. Our host this weekend is Mr. Crappie, Wally Marshall. Wally, welcome back to the show. And I'm curious, why Hot Springs, Arkansas? You could have done your Crappie Expo anywhere.
Well, to tell you the truth, Billy, Hot Springs picked me. It's kind of crazy. You know, this was a dream of mine 3 years ago, and this about a year ago, Steve Arison, that runs the tourism here in Hot Springs, called me and said, Wally, have you ever thought about doing, like, some kind of crappie event in Hot Springs? And my mind got to churning and churning, and I said, why not Crappie Expo? And so we met, had a great talk. And, hey, it's here. Yesterday, you wouldn't believe it. The people that won the boat, that low boat that we gave away yesterday, that 16-foot scorpion, man, they were tickled to death, Billy. I'm talking about I have never seen anybody more excited that wins a boat on a free drawing. It was unbelievable.
And you're going to do that again today.
Yeah, we're giving away an express boat that is over the top. And also, we're going to give away a family fishing package sponsored by Bass Pro Shops that's going to be over the top. And we're going to give away two deals today at 5:30 that's going to be unbelievable. But must be present to win this fine, fine fishing package and an express boat of your dream.
Absolutely. I want to talk about Hot Springs a little bit more because – you put this thing in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and it makes good sense because that's kind of the center of the crappie fishing world. This is not an expo that's just drawing people from Hot Springs or Arkansas. There are people coming from all over for this. Crappie fishing is hot in Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi. You're surrounded by the crappie fishing world, and you knew that Hot Springs would be kind of a center point for all these folks to come in, and they are.
Oh, I'm telling you, we got people coming from Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Virginia. I mean, hey, I've had people call me from California, Arizona that are coming to the event because they just love the sport of crappie fishing and they want to learn more.
Absolutely, and you can do that this weekend. I want to talk to you about the first ever $100,000 invitational crappie tournament. $100,000 crappie tournament. It's never been heard of before. Nothing even close to that. Who are some of the fishermen that are out on the water this weekend competing for that money?
Yeah, they're out there right now going to trying to make the final 25. We've got the two world champions here going head to head. We got Jeff Riddle and Tony Hughes out of Real Foot, Tennessee, up there at Dyersburg in that area. And also we have Robert Carlisle and Craig Nichols. They're from Oklahoma. They won the crappie championship this past weekend on Grenada Reservoir. They had 14 crappie that weighed 32 pounds. It was unbelievable.
Man, the top crappie anglers in the world. And let's talk about Lake Hamilton a little bit. When folks come from different parts of the country to fish in this tournament on Lake Hamilton, they might have to change their style a little bit or maybe even use some techniques that they don't use back home.
Well, you know what? A lot of those techniques that they use, especially out east where they're doing the long line trolling, especially in this clear water, can be very deadly. It's a great technique, and also I think there's a lot of white crappie in this lake, and a lot of guys are going to be pulling crankbaits because the water temperature is still in the 80s, and those fish are suspended, and I believe it's going to be out of this world.
There are a lot of boathouses and a lot of boat docks on Hamilton. It's surrounded. It's a really popular lake and a beautiful place to live, and people take advantage of that. Are those boathouses and docks coming into play? Are you seeing some of that over the first couple of days of this thing?
It's pretty much. They provide a lot of shade, so there ought to be a lot of crappie and bait fish around them boat docks, too. So you'll see a lot of people in the tournament shooting boat docks. And also, Billy, this tournament is going to be on Mr. Crappie YouTube every day at 3 o'clock. So be sure to check out the Mr. Crappie $100,000 tournament on Mr. Crappie YouTube every day for the live weigh-in.
And once again, if folks want to catch a weigh-in, they can do that this afternoon and then the championship weigh-in tomorrow afternoon at the Hot Springs, Arkansas Convention Center.
And they can tune in to crappieexpo.com.
Okay, very good. Now, if we want to catch the launch tomorrow morning, that's always a lot of fun when the guys go out. It's a ceremony and it's fun. Guys are excited, and they're going to be fishing for a big championship tomorrow. Where do we go to see that?
350 Fish Hatchery Road there at the Game and Fish headquarters on Lake Hamilton. It's 350 Fish Hatchery Road off of 290.
Okay, very good. All right, very good, Waldo. And we will be at that launch tomorrow morning. We're going to be out on the water covering the first ever $100,000 crappie tournament for the show. Man, I just got to tell you, congratulations. I've never seen anything like this. It is spectacular here in Hot Springs.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful city, and this is a family event. Bring your family. We've got the Arkansas State Troopers here handing out lures all day long. Hey, they're starting to pile in here, Billy. I'm telling you, it's going to be big.
We have to do this before I cut you loose. There are some big-time sponsors that came in and made this thing possible, and we want to say hats off and thank you to some folks like Riceland, Rice Bran Oil, some folks like that.
Yeah, I'm talking about Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort and also the fine folks at Arkansas Ford Dealers. The Arkansas Ford Dealers and Ford Motor Company is just unbelievable. Come out and check out the trucks. Oaklawn will be here with their big spinning wheel. Come spin the big wheel and win rods and reels and lures and all kinds of cool stuff from Oaklawn Racing Casinos Resort. And also, Riceland will be here giving away a lot of their product. And we're going to use 125 gallons of Riceland's Rice Bran Oil right here in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
On the world's largest crappie fry. Hey, I know you've been frying up your crappie with that Riceland Rice Bran Oil lately.
and give us your honest review and opinion.
Let me tell you what, that oil right there has got a higher smoke point than peanut oil, and it doesn't have that after flavor of peanut oil. And also, it doesn't leave a mess, you know, like you put the crappie fillets. Hey, they're honking at me, Billy. I got to get out of the way here. but it doesn't leave like a lot of residue on your napkins and on your plate and everything. It comes off crisp, hot, and fresh every time.
Huh. And that I'm thinking about my fish fryer. That'll also keep my Cajun fryer cleaner, too. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Waldo. Yeah. Great show, brother. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you very much, and thank you everybody that loves the crappie fish. Come see us at the Crappie Expo.
And drop by the Big Billy Kinder Outdoors booth when you get here. I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together, and invite you back to this old camp house next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.